Round the Sofa by Elizabeth Gaskell. Section 1. Round the Sofa. Long ago, I was placed by my parents under the medical treatment of a certain Dr. Dawson, a surgeon in Edinburgh, who had obtained a reputation for the cure of a particular class of diseases. I was sent with my governess into lodgings near his house in the old town. I was to combine lessons from the excellent Edinburgh masters with the medicines and exercises needed for my indisposition. It was at first rather dreary to leave my brothers and sisters and to give up our merry out-of-doors life with our country home for dull lodgings with only poor, grave Miss Duncan for a companion, and to exchange our romps in the garden and rambles through the fields for stiff walks in the streets, the decorum of which obliged me to tie my bonnet strings neatly and put on my shawl with some regard to straightness. The evenings were the worst. It was autumn, and of course they daily grew longer. They were long enough, I am sure, when we first settled down in those grey and drab lodgings. For you must know, my father and mother were not rich, and there were a great many of us, and the medical expenses to be incurred by my being placed under Mr. Dawson's care were expected to be considerable. Therefore, one great point in our search after lodgings was economy. My father, who was too true a gentleman to feel false shame, had named this necessity for cheapness to Mr. Dawson, and in return Mr. Dawson had told him of those at No. 6 Cromer Street, in which we were finally settled. The house belonged to an old man, at one time a tutor to young men preparing for the university, in which capacity he had become known to Mr. Dawson. But his pupils had dropped off, and when we went to lodge with him, I imagined that his principal support was derived from a few occasional lessons which he gave, and from letting the rooms that we took, a drawing-room opening into a bedroom, out of which a smaller chamber led. His daughter was his housekeeper. A son, whom we never saw, was supposed to be leading the same life that his father had done before him, only we never saw or heard of any pupils. And there was one hard-working, honest, little Scottish maiden, square, stumpy, neat, and plain, who might have been any age from 18 to 40. Looking back on the household now, there was perhaps much to admire in their quiet endurance of decent poverty. But at this time their poverty grated against many of my tastes, for I could not recognize the fact that in a town the simple graces of fresh flowers, clean white muslin curtains, pretty bright chintzes, all cost money, which is saved by the adoption of dust-colored moreen and mud-colored carpets. There was not a penny spent on mere elegance in that room, yet there was everything considered necessary to comfort. But after all, such mere pretences of comfort. A hard, slippery, black horsehair sofa, which was no place of rest, an old piano serving as a sideboard, a grate narrowed by inner supplement, till it hardly held a handful of the small coal which could scarcely ever be stirred up into a genial blaze. But there were two evils worse than even this coldness and bareness of the rooms. One was that we were provided with a latchkey, which allowed us to open the front door whenever we came home from a walk and go upstairs without meeting any face of welcome or hearing the sound of a human voice in the apparently deserted house. Mr. Mackenzie piqued himself on the noiselessness of his establishment. And the other, which might almost seem to neutralize the first, was the danger we were always exposed to on going out, of the old man, sly, miserly, and intelligent, popping out upon us from his room, close to the left hand of the door, with some civility which we learnt to distrust as a mere pretext for extorting more money, yet which it was difficult to refuse, such as the offer of any books out of his library, a great temptation, for we could see into the shelf-lined room. But just as we were on the point of yielding, there was a hint of the consideration to be expected.